I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. A new study has published alarming findings about the effect of the Zika virus on pregnancy. Bonnie Petrie reports.
Those are marmosets at the Southwest National Primate Research Center. Researchers at the Texas Biomedical Research Institute found that all marmosets infected with Zika early in their pregnancies lose those pregnancies. Those findings were added to results from five other national primate research centers and were published in the journal Nature. They concluded that, in total, 26% of pregnant primates infected early had miscarriages or stillbirths. Jean Patterson is a scientist at Texas Biomed.
When you have an emerging disease like Zika, you suddenly have a whole population that are exposed to it all at once, instead of a population which you're born, you're exposed to the disease, like German measles or Zika, you're running around, you're a toddler, you don't know you're sick, things are fine. It's when an emerging disease shows up and hits a whole population, including pregnant women and seniors and young kids and all the whole spectrum, that you'd suddenly discover that there is one part of that population which is more susceptible. And that's exactly what happened with the Zika infections.
Patterson says the research discovered the pregnant primates, like humans, show few symptoms of infection and quickly recover, but the fetuses remain infected, leading to the miscarriages and stillbirths, or to a birth defect called microcephaly, a brain abnormality. Patterson says these findings will help scientists focus research on areas that could improve outcomes.
Can we vaccinate during pregnancy? Can we give treatments? I mean, one of the things we're looking at, can we give antivirals? Now that we know that the fetus is still holding on to the infection, can we give an antiviral that would actually cross the placenta and do some good if we were allowed to do it? And would it damage the pregnant mother or the fetus itself?
In the United States, Zika infections have been detected in Florida and Texas. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.
With change, there is always some pushback. Commentator Peter Goodman shares his thoughts.
Whether right or wrong, doomed attempts to regain what's been lost aren't unusual. The ghost shirt dances in the 1890s were an outbreak of violence by Native North Americans long after they'd last posed any threat to the peace of the United States. The Indian Wars were over. The Indians had lost. But after some bad conduct by whites, the Lakota Sioux came to believe they could rebel because wearing ghost shirts would protect them against white men's bullets. Coming to believe we're losing something, we instinctively grab at it, whatever the odds. Among nations, periodically some military or technological or organizational innovation puts one empire on top. Then that empire spends far too much protecting its far-flung interests and isn't on top of the next big thing. Sometimes the fading empire's resentment over lost preeminence brings war, as with Germany in the early 20th century. Or take religion. Poles in most countries, including ours, say far fewer young people believe in God these days. Yet extremists in Islam, Christianity and Hinduism not only grab headlines, but directly or indirectly, govern countries where those religions are prominent. It has seemed that our future will be less dependent on superstition, more diverse, both in shades of color and in sexual preferences, and more tolerant. Young folks don't care so much about ethnicity. That stuff about whites having some inherent superiority sounds like an old joke. Yet Donald Trump campaigned on express or implied racism just when whites are becoming a minority in the U.S. And conservative whites are playing tricks to keep minorities and the poor from voting while shouting racist slogans about immigrants. Young folks also seem pretty comfortable with the variety of genders humans come in, something their parents found threatening. So Trump's Supreme Court might soon outlaw same-sex marriage along with abortion. I'd hoped humanity could continue its progress toward a better world, but after decades of increasing democratization, dictatorships are suddenly in fashion again, as Putin, Xi, and perhaps Trump make clear. After increasing internationalism, we're back to petty nationalism and trade wars, compounded by disunity and discourtesy. Being human, clinging to this minor planet for an all-too-finite moment, is tough. Individually and collectively, we need all the help we can get. Heightened cooperation is help. Debilitating fears and prejudices and the massive waste of resources on weapons are not. They're badges of fear, often whipped up by demagogues. The world had been growing more tolerant and understanding. Is this international revival of autocracy, prejudice, and superstition a brief interruption? Or, whipsawed by climate change, refugee crises, water shortage, and economic inequality, will we descend toward a world of violence and chaos? Perhaps we progressive humanists are wearing the ghost shirts.
Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.